The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Did I say evening or afternoon? See, you didn't even catch it. I doubt very much the listening audience even did. Anyhow, it's dark here in Texas. It is the 29th day of December 2017. And seriously, folks, this morning I'm just musing around, puttering, doing stuff. I'm thinking about 2017. I'm not even prepared to say 2018. I'm not even close to that. And I'm just wondering where in God's green earth this last year just went. Wow. There's been a lot of hubris and a lot of chaos and a lot of excitement, but do I need to see the dust settle before I can see? I guess that's the case. Starting out today's program, this is one of these feel-good stories. You know, somebody once told me when I was down and depressed, they said, you know, heard this little cute story. Well, it wasn't even a story. And somebody was complaining they needed a new pair of shoes. And, you know, well, the shoes they had on are still serviceable, but they wanted a new pair of shoes. And I was feeling sorry for myself because I couldn't afford to buy them. Until I met the man that had no feet. And obviously, somebody who doesn't have feet doesn't have use for shoes. Well, a Chick-fil-A customer who remains anonymous was caught giving a needy man the shoes off of his own feet when he noticed that the person's shoes were falling apart and taped together with duct tape. A 13-year-old girl whose family dines weekly at the Christian-owned franchise, rated America's best fast food chain, snapped a photo of the incident and reported it to a local TV station in Bowling Green, Kentucky. His shoes were being held together with duct tape. Hallie Cassidy told WBKO-TV, recounting the first time she noticed the needy man at Chick-fil-A in Bowling Green. Well, talk about Christmas kindness. It was reported that the generous customer was not about to let the poor man continue in his ramshackle condition at Christmas time. The needy gentleman, and this is Fox News reporting this, the needy gentleman had walked into the Chick-fil-A in Bowling Green in a pair of beat-up shoes. Noticing this and seeing that the man was about to go back out in the cold, an anonymous customer stopped the man in his tracks and offered up his own footwear. Cassidy recalled how the Chick-fil-A patron made eye contact with the man in need and let his actions speak louder than words. He was about to go back out the door, and the guy just looked at him in the eyes, and he took off his boots and handed them to him. You could tell it made the other guy's day. It made my day. She also recalled the simple dialogue that went on between the two. The guy goes, "Sir," and he says, "Yes." And that was all the words that were exchanged. The teen was not too young to appreciate the gravity of the act of selflessness and wanted to share the prize moment with more than just her own family. And it soon traveled around the Twitter sphere in a way she had never imagined. So I grabbed my father's phone and immediately took a picture of the man. Cassidy shared with the station, "I told Dad, we got to share this. This is an amazing story to let people know, and it's sort of going a little viral here in Bowling Green." Within no time, the girl's father, Kyle, posted the encounter on Twitter and Facebook and received 200 retweets. And the number has been steadily rising ever since. According to The Blaze, by this morning, the post received more than 1,000 likes. "As a parent, you always want good examples and role models for your kids," Kyle Cassidy shared with the TV station. Here's what he tweeted. "Just witnessed an awesome act of kindness by this gentleman taking off his boots during his meal at a Chick-fil-A to give a man in need the shoes that were being held together with duct tape. Now, this hospitable customer never made any pretense of his act of kindness and continued about his dining experience. Hallie said the man continued to eat his meal with his socks on, walking out in the cold barefoot. Hallie was grateful to witness the kind deed in person, which made it different than just reading about such acts of charity online or in a book. There really is good people in the world if we just look for it," she said. "It was just kind of the man to do it." Her father described the incident as a weekly family dinner tradition at a true Christian establishment, highlighted with a lesson from a stranger. "The irony behind all this is the values and beliefs of the Chick-fil-A Corporation and this act of kindness taking place here in the store in Bowling Green, Kentucky. She got to see something that you don't see every day." And Hallie Cassidy hopes that her dad's social media posts will spur similar acts of kindness in her community around the world. "Just as Hallie was inspired, she's hoping that getting the word out about this story will inspire all of us, not only during Christmas season, but year-round. Now, it was fitting that the charitable act took place in a Chick-fil-A because it regularly provides needy people around its various locations with free meals. Chick-fil-A says they usually do whatever they can do to help out those in need. They often will give free meals to less fortunate in our area at no cost. Just don't try to go down to Chick-fil-A on a Sunday morning or afternoon or evening because the doors will be closed. They observe Sunday." I thought that'd be it's a nice way to start off a Friday broadcast, isn't it, Mike? We've had a lot of terror and chaos and... how much more of this stuff can we take? How much longer must this circus continue? Did you post up that story about Denzel yet, Mike? I'm sorry? Oh, there it is. Okay. Denzel Washington. You know, here's a guy, if anybody noticed, he's black. And he remains a box office draw. Now, Mike, you mean to tell me there's white people in this country plunking down hard-earned money at the high cost of movie tickets to go see a black man star in a movie? Is that right? Well, what does the left have to say about this? They call him Uncle Tom yet? You know, there have been several blacks that have come forth. And I hate to even use the term, but I could say several men. I could do this story without identifying, you know, what this stuff is. And it would go over half the people's heads. You know, I'm looking forward to the day that... I'm sorry, what?
It's all over the place. Whitey's wrong.
Well, why he's wrong? Okay. Here's Snerdly here joining in on the broadcast, and I've got to get out of him what he's talking about. Okay. And who is saying this?
Huffington Post.
Oh God. Sheila Jackson Lee. The only time I'd listen to her if somebody threw in their golf and I could hear gurgling sounds. That's a terrible thing to say, isn't it? I'd throw her a life ring and then laugh. You know, I heard who was the guy, Mike, that was on Hollywood Squares, and he was kind of a foo-foo? I can't think of the guy's name. But they would ask questions of the panelist on this game show. And they would come up with an answer, and if the contestant bought it, they'd say, I agree, and they'd either get an X or an O. And the question was asked, what do you yell when a woman falls out of a boat? Well, you know, we all know, you know, man overboard, that alerts people, and they stop the boat, or throw, people dive in, or they throw life rings, or they get the boat out, and... So the question was, what do you yell out when a woman falls overboard? Full speed ahead. That just reminded me. Okay, I'm going to get email. What? No, not that guy. The other foo-foo. Paul Lynn. That's it. There he is. Yeah. Please, no cards, letters, nasty phone calls. I am not a male chauvinist, so there's a group of women out there that just take the opportunity, and they watch me very closely to see if I'm being a male chauvinist. I come from a different era. I don't know where a lot of these people come from, but I am not one of those. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not one of those, at any rate. Oscar-winning actor, Denzel, full speed ahead. Oh, God. Shut up, John. You're not making the situation any better. Oscar-winning actor Denzel Washington asserts that the failure and breakdown of black families are responsible for the prevalence of crime in their communities, not the criminal justice system. It starts in the home, Washington told The Griot in an interview during the screening of his latest film, Roman J. Israel Esquire, at the New York Henry R. Luce Auditorium. Okay, if the father is not at home, the boy will find a father in the streets. I saw it in my generation and every generation before me and everyone since. He also explained to a New York Daily that the prison system is not a problem for the African-American community. So you know, I can't blame the system, Washington told the New York Daily News. It's unfortunate that we make such easy work for them. The Christian actor, there's another surprise, was emphatic that the biggest solution for the black community is for African-American moms and dads to stay together and raise their children properly if they want to see true change. Hallelujah! This guy gets an Oscar for me for saying that. Actor Denzel Washington stressed that the influence of the family in the black community is the most important factor in keeping children out of crime. Wow. He maintained that the absence of the father in the home literally turns children's lives upside down for the worst. If the streets raise you, then the judge becomes your mother and the prison becomes your home. The 62-year-old African-American icon impressed the griot. I didn't know he was 62. He's that old? Holy mackerel. See what I mean about time flying by? Jeez. Washington, who stars as a criminal defense attorney, Roman J. Israel, partners with young civil rights activists, and anyhow, that's a little bit more on the film that he's in. He said, I remember when I was young doing the movie Malcolm X, and we were doing a speech up at Columbia. We had a bunch of students from Columbia University. In between takes, we were talking about things and how tough the world is, and I was like, with everything we're talking about, does it make you want to give up? He was impressed by their optimistic view of life. And they're like, oh, no, we're not going to change. We're going to change it. I was like, oh, I'm the cynic. The longtime Hollywood star is encouraged that there are still many in the African-American community who have not given up hope and positive change is within their grasp. So I pray that young people never lose that fire, he shared. I don't think that they will. And needless to say, there's a lot for them to work on. He said the outspoken actor maintained that he is not worried about what kind of reaction his fans will have after seeing his latest film. And I'm going to leave off the politics of that, and it's really not germane to what the man did. But you're saying, Mike, that Who's coming after Denzel Washington for making that outlandish statement? Urban Report. How long is the YouTube? All right, scrap that. I don't really don't give a damn. I care more what the man has to say rather than watching people's response to it. Kind of an open phone Friday here, folks. 800-313-9443. Want to join the program today? We got a topic? Got something to say? Projections for the New Year's? Complaints about last year? Or maybe high points of last year? We sorely need good news sometimes. New Trump executive order. Mike, did you post that the other day? The executive report, the executive order that Trump did? You posted it up? Okay. I'm sorry? Monday or Tuesday? Well, it had to have been Tuesday. Nobody was here Monday. President Trump issued an executive order allowing the government to seize the assets of people and corporations said to be associated with corruption and human rights abuses. And he gave whoever holds the office of president global jurisdiction in this matter. Foreigners and U.S. citizens all come under various parts of the decree. A corporation's assets may be frozen if it employs a foreigner who commits an act of corruption to benefit the company. There is, by the way, no penalty for U.S. Citizens who do this, only foreigners. I can understand that. Finally, those who assist, sponsor, funds, provides goods or services for, or gives technological support to any foreigner targeted by this executive order can also have their assets frozen. It is not stated who will determine guilt for these cases, so it means it will be the president, and there is no provision for due process of the law. It is inevitable that this order eventually will be used not for justice, but maybe for political leverage. Wow. And this is from Ron Paul. Let me take a caller. Who's online? Abdul in Minneapolis. Abdul, how you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Well, made it through this year. I may better not speak too soon. We still have a couple days left.
Yes, indeed. What a great story you started the program with.
Isn't it good?
And yeah, it's phenomenal. And this is what is missing from obviously from our society. And it's beautiful that the 13-year-old girl can pick up that phone and know what she sees is the right thing and a positive thing and a message that could be uplifting to her community and to our nation.
Absolutely.
So it's a great story and great start.
Absolutely.
I just want to comment on the Denzel Washington thing. And I love Denzel. Like, I've always respected what he's doing with his craft and how much of a lover of God and life he is. People don't realize what type of person he is on that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And also they don't really understand that he's done more for the uplifting of the community than anybody I know on the black side of the Hollywood fame thing. You know, he always speaks consciously and he always makes the point that needs to be made when he's speaking about the African-American community. And I think it's a wonderful thing that he does that from time to time. And the fact that people don't pay attention or don't, retweet it or don't have a conversation about what he says, especially in the black community, is a sign that, you know, they don't want these things to be out there like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, do me a favor, Abdul. Hang on 1 second. I've got to take this break. Hang on for 3 minutes. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. kind of an open phone Friday. Your subject matter, your comments, predictions, hopes, fears.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I didn't mean for that bump to play so long. We were out looking at the resurrected vehicle here of Mike the Borda. It's your car, I'm sorry. And you don't drive upon said public highway. You travel, okay. All right. I got it. At any rate, Abdul, you were saying before the break.
Yes, I just was saying that you don't see the media or any other so-called African-American leader out there promoting or attempting to highlight what Mr. Washington was talking about, how the issues in the black community is the missing father and the destruction of the family. And then, honestly, that is the real issue with a lot of our problems in society today anyways, but especially in the black community. And just for a prediction for next year, I see this network turning the corner and expanding its audience and reaching a lot more people.
Why? Because things are going to be worse and people are going to be more desperate for information, or
I do. I think so. I think that as war is on our plate next year. I see it coming because people, the world leaders are just crazy, and it's just leading that way. Like, for instance, here in Minneapolis, I see cargo planes, military cargo planes, loading up and taking off and flying all the time from here, like almost on a daily thing.
Yeah.
So I can see war happen. Hopefully not on a mass scale where people have to duck into their underground bunkers and nuclear fallout everywhere. Hopefully not on that level, but I think there will be some idiot world leader out there that decides that war is a good idea, and hopefully it's not our president, but I wouldn't be surprised, since neocons and the Zio control that is placed in American politics, I can see that happening.
Yeah.
But I'll also make a prediction that you'll start to see more of the African American community come out of this days of liberal thought process. I think more people will come out of that funk and realize what they need to do and what direction they need to take their lives in order to better themselves.
Yeah.
And I hope that I think I see it happening already, because I talk to people, you know, my own friends and stuff like that. We have good debates and stuff like that, and they're starting to realize that you know, everything isn't wrong with the world. It's about how they perceive things and the information that they receive.
Yeah.
And I think this network is an outlet for that, and I think that more people will start tuning in and starting to rethink how they live their lives.
Well, I certainly hope so, because, you know, I was thinking about this today, Abdul. You know, I won't say left alone by the left. We've got the organizations such as Southern Poverty Law, and, you know, organizations such as that regularly hit on us, or the ACLU, but the JDL, most assuredly, and the ADL. But, you know, I was thinking about this today. We've been a diverse network. We have had Christians. We have had you're black, and you're of the Muslim faith. You're not as an Islamic radical. You know, this is how everybody that's how everybody is portrayed. You know, if they're of the Islamic faith, we've had talk show hosts on this network that were Jewish. We had a Palestinian. And we've run the complete gamut on this network. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's not missed on people, because a lot of the issues are used to divide people, not to bring them together. And I, for one, you know, I was tickled pink. I didn't know two things. I didn't know Denzel Washington was 61 years old, and I didn't know he was a Christian. But I can tell you this. That every time that I saw that he was going to be starring in a movie, or if there was a movie on television starring Denzel Washington, I thought, oh, good. You know, I want to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to watch it. And when I saw Denzel Washington, either his name or his face, funny thing happened on the way to Fandango here. I didn't look at Denzel Washington as being black, but being a good actor.
Mm.
If people can get to that point, that when they see people, they don't immediately see color, and then all the negative stuff that's brought up. If there can be forgiveness and go, okay, there's been some problems. Houston, we have had problems. Yeah, we get that. We know that. What can be done moving into the future?
Mm-hmm. I also think that, for my prediction for next year, that 2018 is going to be a scandal-ridden year within our own political system. I mean, it started out this year, and I think next year is going to get even worse. I think it's going to blow up even more. Just for the simple fact that this is just like a changing of the guard,
right,
from the old to the new.
By the way, when's your show on?
Saturday, 6 p.m. Central.
6 p.m. Central, right here on Republic Broadcasting. And by the way, call it your own show. I don't know what's happened to our detective out there in Las Vegas, but when he's ready to come back, I'll find him a slot. So call that spot your own.
Okay. Oh, wow. I appreciate that.
Okay, well, Abdul, thank you. I appreciate your call. Merry Christmas.
Right,
Happy New Year's, man. All right.
Happy New Year.
You too.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Al in West Virginia. Thanks for holding, Al. What's on your mind?
Hey, John, since it's a light Friday, I thought I'd throw a couple things out. One's a story, and the other one is a comment. The first one is that story you was telling about somebody giving them shoes that brought back memories. About 20 years ago, I had a little business down there in this little town, and the welding shop and so forth. That's beside the point. But anyhow, this one guy that lived up the road about 4 or 5 miles used to walk to the general store across from my business every day. And it was pouring down the snow, cold as a witch's, you know what. And I guess probably December, January, December, I think. I don't know. But anyhow, the point is, I kept watching him, and he'd stop by and holler at him once in a while, and he'd come over to the garage, and he'd get warmed up, and then he'd head on down the road. And he was about my age, pretty young still. And he didn't have no, his shoes were just warped from out, right? His toes were showing through through his socks, through his shoes, all this, and he's walking out there. So anyhow, I said, hey, how'd you like to have a pair of boots? I said, what size you wear? He went, you know. I said, try these on. So I gave him a brand new pair of Chippewa boots that I hardly ever wore. And he said, yeah, I can wear them. Okay, I said, good. You want them? You like them? You can have them. They're yours. So anyhow, all good, this, that, and the other. Well, he come back down the road the next day. And I hollered at him. I said, JoJo, come over here a minute. And I said, what? Is that them boots I just gave you? Yeah. And I said, well, why'd you cut the toes out of them? He had both toes cut out, both sides, both boots. The whole toes was cut out. I said, well, my feet needed to breathe. They couldn't breathe. He said, they fit good, but they just couldn't breathe. They took him new boots. I said, them was $200 boots, man. He cut them toes out of them. I'm telling you, you'd have to be there to laugh at it because it was so funny.
Wow.
At the time, of course, I wasn't laughing, but I was like, but now looking back on it, you know, it's just the way they grew up, I guess, you know, or whatever, and that holler.
Well,
I thought it was kind of funny.
It's funny you should say that. I was up in Missouri, and I was at a gas station along one of the routes, and filling up my gas tank, and I went in to use the restroom and get a cup of coffee, and I'm coming out, and there's a guy in front of me, and I look down at his feet, and he is wearing flip-flops with no socks. And it was only about 15, 20 degrees out. I'm like, wow, maybe his toes needed to breathe as well. Anything else there, Al?
Well, I was going to throw a commentary in on this North Korea thing. You know, the president there in North Korea, if I was him, I would just say, hey, you know what, Mr. Trump? Leave the public out of it. Leave the citizens out of everything. Leave all this out of it. Let's just me and you settle it once and for all. Let's see, your big talk and everything behind your military and this, that, and the other. I call them Mar when they get in there and they get control. And I'd say, let's go to the octagon. Let's just see who wins. If you win, then I'll get rid of my nuclear weapons. If you can't do that, then, hey, I got just as much right to protect myself as you do. I'm just so sick of the United States, you know, bullying. They're not, you know, the bankers, basically, bullying the rest of the world.
Well, and
I think that's what I would do. I'd tell it right out there in the open, put it right out there. Say, come on, let's go. You're so big.
Al, I appreciate your call. I do. And I was thinking similar thoughts today. Coming up here, I'll be talking about how a little deal has been made, evidently, between Trump's White House and the Israelis, specifically Netanyahu, a secret deal. And apparently they're going to try to go after Iran. Now, I don't consider that to be a very smart move. You know, the war hawks, the chicken littles, the neocons, give them a name, don't care. You know, they want a war with Iran. They want an expansion in the Middle East. They want to go to war with Russia. They want to go to war with North Korea. We don't have to go to war with Russia, and we certainly don't have to go to war with North Korea. If North Korea wants to have a nuclear weapon, okay, have a nuclear weapon. Oh, my God, you know, John, your shoes are sliding off your cracker. That's going to destabilize the world. No, it's not. If you look back since 1945, has there been any nuclear exchanges between two countries? We finally created a weapon that we're scared to death to use. Because if an aggressor uses nuclear weapons, guess what? There's a counter launch and a lot of medium rare cooked people, a lot of property damage, uninhabitable areas, health problems, you name it. Just ask the Japanese with their Fukushima reactors melting down. That wasn't an atomic blast, that's an atomic poisoning. And also the U.S. military that went in for rescue operations and to do some work over there. A lot of our own guys right now are dying of cancer because of exposure. Would I prefer North Korea didn't have nuclear weapons? Yeah. Would I prefer Israel didn't have 400 of them? Maybe even more? Yeah. But this issue with North Korea, that's a perfect excuse. My God, North Korea with nuclear weapons, they're going to launch. No, these people aren't crazy. They are not nuts. If you keep listening to how this is portrayed in the media, Vladimir Putin, just dirty Russian, you know, I mean, anything that you can say about Putin, they do. I caught somebody on MSNBC this morning calling Judge Roy Moore a child molester. And I'm like, okay, where's the proof? And if there was any proof, where is it? It was not forthcoming because they were concocted stories. And I want you to think about something for a moment. If Roy Moore was a child molester, why not let him into the Senate to ease the anxiety from true conservatives in this country? Now, this might sound a little cockamamie to you, but think about this. With what Judge Roy Moore represented, if he was allowed into Congress or the Senate of the United States, wouldn't that make him controllable? They would have something on him, wouldn't they? They weren't afraid that this man was a child molester. They were afraid of what the man represented. And they were having no part of it. Just as all the creatures want to eliminate Christmas, they want to eliminate anything to do with Christianity, just like they're doing with the statues, folks. That's what they're doing with crosses. Is that, don't you find that a little ironic? But I was thinking about that today, and I thought, you know what? It hit me. You know, if Judge Roy Moore was that, or they did have something on him, hey, that's what the controllers in Washington love. Give me somebody that I can control. Give me somebody that I can leverage or I can blackmail. They just love that sort of stuff. Just saying. Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis.
Hello, young man.
Hi.
The reason I'm calling is I wanted to do a shout-out to Fred in Iowa, which I've not heard for some time, and I'm hoping that fellow's doing okay.
Okay.
So, hello, young man. I hope you're staying warm, dude.
All right. That's it?
Take it easy.
All right. Thank you, Francis. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's right. I haven't heard from him in a while. Month or two? Maybe he's taking a rest and recuperating for the challenging new year. DHS is expanding. Now, this is our Department of Homeland Security. Now, of course, everything is under Homeland Security now. Well, supposed to be. Do you really believe for a second that the CIA is really under the Department of Homeland Security? No, they're their own entity. And here's another irony. You know what else? I'm doing news stories today, and I'm on the phone, and got the TV playing in the background, switching channels, watching news. And I hit a show, and lo and behold, it was Garage Squad again. And guess what episode was playing? It was season 4, episode 9, where they were redoing a kid that had fought in Iraq, came back, couldn't deal with anything, and killed himself. And I told the listeners out there, I was not aware that over 102 service members that have served in the Middle East have killed themselves. We got about 9 or 10,000 officially. That's not really talked about. They count them as being casualties. But they never mention the 102, and I'm sure it's probably up closer to 103,000 by now. Never do they talk about this. And I'll tell you the reason why. It isn't that war is so terrible. yeah, it is a terrible thing. Is it mind-smashing? Not to the degree that what we have seen. The only time that it becomes a problem is when the person himself dealing in this arena has a problem with what he is doing. And a lot of these guys, they're in the military. They got downtime. They talk to each other. And a lot of these guys quickly realize that what in the hell are we doing here? And a lot of them are just absolutely ridden with guilt. They can't get over it. You know, we're over there killing a bunch of... Yeah, keeping America safe. Wow. These troops are on the ground over there. It doesn't take them too long to understand that what they're doing is not constructive. It is more certainly destructive and destabilizing. And look what's happening to them when they come back to the U.S. They don't want to live anymore. They just give up. The Department of Homeland Security is expanding globally in an effort to strengthen international security while preventing a terrorist attack, drug shipments, or human smuggling rings, according to the report by the New York Times. An estimated 2,000 Homeland Security employees from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and special agents to Transportation Security Administration officials are now being deployed in more than 70 countries around the world. Now, I hope you take note of this. This is an agency of the United States, but they're now going to be in more than 70 countries around the world. Don't like the sound of that one? Well, neither do I. While the New York Times reports this is an effort under Trump, the reality is that this started in October 2010 under Obama when nearly 190 countries signed an historic ICAO agreement that establishes a foundation for aviation security. The effort to push U.S. immigration laws in European countries created tensions between the U.S. and other nations. In Germany, lawmakers have questioned the department's counterterrorism immigration advisory program, where travelers at foreign airports are investigated and sometimes interviewed by plainclothes, customs, and border protection officers before they're permitted to board flights into the United States. While in Canada, Canadians flooded their prime minister's office in August with letters and emails protesting legislation to allow American customs officers stationed at Canadian airports and train stations to question, search, and detain Canadian citizens. Unnamed government officials told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that the volume of mail received was unprecedented and surprised officials. Those were letters of protest, folks. See, here's the deal. You're assumed to be guilty of something until we vet you and allow you to go on your merry way. What that simply is, that you're guilty of something until you're vetted to prove you to be innocent. The exact reversal of what this country used to practice. Talk to any police lately? Yeah, I kind of get the idea that, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, let us look around. What are you doing questioning me? No, I'm the cop. I'm here to question you, and you'll shut up and you'll answer my questions. Excuse me, why did you stop me? More and more people have caught this, and it's giving the police departments headaches, because this used to be a carte blanche for them. They would stop somebody, you know, whether they were walking the streets or in a mall, or it doesn't matter, driving a car. And you ask them, well, excuse me, you want to see an ID? Yeah, we need to know who you are. Well, was I committing a crime? No, I just simply asked to see your ID. If you believe that I was committing a crime, then it's legal for you to ask me for ID. But if you don't believe I was committing a crime, you can't ask me that question. Who are you? Give me your name. Give me your ID. Let me run you. What for? Because you wanna? Because you're inquisitive? No, there used to have to be a reason to do this. Not anymore. Fulfilling a requirement of the 9/11 Act, 100% of high-risk cargo and international flights bound for the United States is screened, according to the DHS website. According to the U.S., this is needed to prevent drug and human trafficking. Well, I don't think this is taking board on flights. Maybe ships, but not on airplanes. At any rate, a little bit more on this, and we'll take more of your calls on this Friday. Are you awake out there? New year coming up. Don't know what the hell happened to the last one, but we got a new one coming up. 800-313-9443.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
A recent congressional report found that the cost of stationing immigrations and customs enforcement agents overseas is about four times as expensive as domestic post. And in September, testimony to the House Homeland Security Committee, the National Treasury Employees Union raise concern about plans to station additional customs officers abroad amid critical staffing shortages at the nation's ports of entry. That's where the drugs and the smuggling's coming in, yeah. The union represents 25,000 customs and border protection employees, so it's not only violating other countries' national sovereignty, but it costs the U.S. more to continue this process. Lawmakers have urged Homeland Security officials to assess the cost and benefits of stationing thousands, or how about the legality? How about the morality of it? Stationing thousands of employees overseas while a department looks to hire 15,000 new ICE and Border Patrol agents and domestically here in the United States as part of the president's plan to crack down on illegal immigration. Further, the DHS wants to develop advanced facial recognition technology for use in airports, train stations, border checkpoints domestically. It's not known if the agency also wants to utilize this technology in foreign countries where its customs and border protection employees are stationed. Yeah, you can bet your bottom dollar they will. In fact, in the U.S., these facial recognition systems are already rolling out in some airports, according to an account by Tanvi Misra, a staff writer at CityLab. Quoting her, she said, "What I thought was actually just a machine that was supposed to scan my boarding pass was actually a face recognition machine. And it was quite a surprise that that kind of process had been taking place without much communication about what it was or what options I had." Donald Trump seems to be expanding the global police state in the name of national security to protect against terrorism, human trafficking, and drug trade. Well, remember the noise a couple of years ago that, why do we have the feds in these airports? And most of these TSA agents, they're not even professional acting, okay? I don't know if it's fair to call a TSA agent groping people, ripping through their luggage, to call that a profession. But most of these people, I kind of wonder where the hell they got them at. Don't know. But the theme was, why let the Fed do this? Why are not the airports themselves? Why don't they do their own security rather than have the Fed in there? Which I thought was probably a better way to go. Still intrusive, still not right. And again, let's go back to my theory here, as we're just going to keep moving on and finding more and more reasons to have our police state. It's protect America, it's national security and all. You want to talk about national security? Quit blowing up people and killing millions of them. For what reason? Well, you can fill in that blank. I can. Greater Israel. They're going to have a problem. Next hour, I'm going to cover this deal where a secret deal is made between Netanyahu and the Trump White House. They're plotting and planning to go to war with Iran. Well, I wonder what the Russians would have to say about that, because they're parking permanent bases in Syria. Somebody wants a confrontation. Somebody wants a war. And what's going to be won? And what's the reason for it? Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.